It's a day that happens on Christmas Day. That's its uniqueness. And it's for care leavers. So that is young people who are aged 18 to 25 for this project, and they've had an experience of care. So that means they've been in foster care, children's homes, and that's normally as a result of experiencing some neglect or abuse, a really, really tricky time. And these young people don't have access to a family. And Christmas Day, even if you're not religious, is a day where you spend with your family, even if you don't particularly like your family. So we want to break down that isolation and celebrate the day with them and celebrate their resilience and bring some joy and try and create some beautiful memories instead of sad ones. It's a lonely time for lots of people, but especially care leavers, due to the fact that they've been taken away from their family and they don't have the resources that lots of people do have. They don't have people to come and visit them, and they're often spending the day in a hostel room or in a flat. I've actually seen care leavers, I'm a nurse, throughout my career where the only Christmas card on the mantelpiece is mine, and it's absolutely haunted me. Young people, our guests, can come and they can be sad, they can be melancholy, but they can also have a lovely time. We're going to have a quiet room, we're going to be showing Elf, so they can have some time to reflect and chat. We've got some really carefully chosen hosts and helpers who are really experienced working with young people, so don't have to have this outstanding happy time. But I spoke to somebody who'd done it in another area, and we're running the event from 12 till 8, and they let people go at 4 or 5 if they would like to, and people were cancelling taxis at 4 or 5 because they wanted to stay. Richmond is an affluent borough. I think it's really tough to be a care leaver within an affluent borough and see the inequality between yourself and your peers. But even though this is in Richmond, we are accepting guest applications from other areas as well. So we're really focusing on Richmond because that's where I live and work, but also other young people. We've got a website, which is christmasdayrichmond.com. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, so they can send an email, they can Facebook message, and we will get back to you. There is things we need. We need help with presents still, so we want to give every young person a star present, really good quality present with some stocking fillers on the side. This may be the first time they're having these sort of presents. We need time. We need somebody who would love to come and do nails for a couple of hours on Christmas Day, so people really have a full nurturing experience. We need help on Christmas Eve, wrapping, and we're really looking for an experienced maitre d' to make our day really special. This is not about being good enough, this is about being the best we can for these young people.